previous age of our own planet, 100 million years ago, Madagascar was part of Africa. And it sheared off at about that time and went off over the horizon into the Indian Ocean, taking with it a fairly good cross-section of the wildlife around at the time, amongst which were the lemurs, which were the leading primates of the day, because the monkeys hadn't come along yet. When the monkeys came along later, they were a great deal cleverer than the lemurs, competed with them fiercely, and the lemurs basically could not survive. They were completely supplanted by the monkeys, except on Madagascar, because the monkeys never got to Madagascar. So they've lived there for 100 million years. And evolution has really been playing its own little sort of independent game over there, completely untouched by the rest of the world. Anyway, the aye-aye, which is where we started off. The aye-aye is the strangest of the lemurs. For a long time, it wasn't even thought that it was a lemur. Let me tell you what it looks like. It looks like a cross between a cat and a fox with big bat ears and big bright red eyes, which sort of stare at you out of the tree if you're lucky enough to see one, and very, very few people have seen them. It has a sort of a slightly dog-like snout with two little pointy teeth, like rabbits, and rather sort of coarse fox-like hair. No, of course, fox hair isn't coarse, but this is a coarse version of fox hair. And it has the most extraordinary stare, which looks as if it's being continually startled by something happening in a dimension of which we are not aware. And the strangest thing it has is this long, skeletally thin middle finger, which it uses for poking in under the bark of trees and grubbing out little insects. This is, of course, what the monkeys developed sticks for. But the aye-aye has this long, skeletally thin finger, which looks very, very curious. Now, the name of the aye-aye is in itself odd. And no one actually knows what its proper name is. When I say proper name, I mean the name that the Malagasy call it by, because they regard it as a malevolent spirit. And if you saw one, you'd know why. This is an odd-looking creature. And they are essentially frightened of it, and for years would kill it if they saw it. And aye-aye is actually, apparently, the cry of fear that they would emit when they saw this creature. And then the actual name, they won't actually tell anybody because they won't say it. You know, it's one of these things that to say the name is bad luck. Somebody told me that it was supposed to be the actual cry of the eye itself, and it clearly isn't, because that's more sort of a sort of noise, I think. But this naming of animals is very strange, you see, because I was told, and I've no idea whether this is true or not, so and I don't want to know if it isn't true, because I enjoy thinking that it might be, that the word kangaroo is actually the aborigine for, what did you say? Apparently the scene was that the first white settler saw this thing suddenly leaping across his vision and said, "What's that?" And an aborigine said, "Kangaroo." Now, whether that's true or not, coming back to Madagascar, I'm fairly certain it's true of the Sifaka, or Shifak as it's pronounced in Malagasy, a lemur which does look quite a lot like a monkey. Actually, it looks more like a man in a monkey suit. It's small and it wears this kind of white monkey suit. It'll sit in a tree staring at you for hours on end, and then suddenly, for no apparent reason, hurl itself with reckless abandon at another tree and just disappear. And it really moves with incredible grace through the trees. Put it on the ground, and it moves in the most extraordinary way. It actually looks like a flamenco dancer that's got stuck halfway through a routine and sort of hops off stage with his hands still held locked above his head. Anyway, Sifaka, or Shifak, apparently is the Malagasy for, look at that! Anyway, the aye-aye. Well, there are very, very few of them. The exact numbers aren't known, but in 1966, nine of them were taken from the forests on the east of Madagascar and taken out to the small island refuge called Nosy Mangabe, which is a rainforest island. And nobody is allowed there without sort of government permits in triplicate and so on and so forth. And anyway, this little expedition I went on, we were allowed there. There were just four of us. And we spent several nights there, sort of sleeping on concrete floors in this hut in the middle of the rainforest, and traipsing around the forest at night,